Welcome to Teodigo Bookmakers at teodigobookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. This is my fifth attempt at getting this recorded, thanks to my incompetence. I did not do a bunch of stuff I should have done, and finally I did it, and now you get the result. Another result that happened not too long ago was my computer died. I sent it to the Apple store to get fixed. They fixed it. They sent it back, and it's almost set. I can't open one program that I need in design in order to make out books, but I do have a lot of books to case in, and I have a lot of books to So I have a lot of things to do, but I'm, you know, depressed about the computer, so I'm not doing anything. But actually, I am doing a few things. I did make a couple of books, and I'm working on a third book, and I still have like 15 more books to go. Oh, I hope I get them finished soon. Hang on. One of the books I made last, it was a Japanese Yotsume Toji, which means four binding, four hole binding. And it had about 20 pages or so, and it's pictures of hands and little stories about the hands and who they belong to. They belong to artists primarily. I printed it out on good paper. You cannot see through it. And if the picture's on one side, you can't see the picture bleed through to the other side. I put the book together, B6 size. I sewed it up with the four-hole binding on the side, the Japanese or Chinese binding on the side. And then I looked at it and I went, nice, it needs corner pieces. So I printed it out again, this time with color. The first time it was with black and white. This time with color, and while I was making the color one, I gave the black and white one to somebody to read, and by the time they finished, only 20 pages, they said, I forgot this was handmade. I was more interested in the story. Is that good? If they forget that it's handmade and they're more interested in the story, does that mean the story was that good or the binding was that good? That's a conundrum. Another conundrum is, why can't I get a printer that prints the color I see on my monitor? That's another conundrum. Here comes the drama. Hang on and hope to see you again next week. I think we've got a bit of a problem. If I use this paper, the book will be too thin and you can see pictures through both sides. It'll look kind of crappy, but if I use this paper, it'll be too thick. It'll make the book too thick. And in between, there's not much in the way of options. I've got a problem. Teodigo Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
I've written a 20-page poetry book and I want it bound up in Japanese style with nice Japanese paper. Can you do that?
Yes, I can. And when do you need it?
I am hoping for about a month, maybe 2 months. I have a reading with my poetry in about 3 months, and I want it all finished up, and I want to be able to sell it for about a month or so before the reading. So I'd say 2 months. Can it be done?
It certainly can. And how many copies would you like?
There's the problem. Here's the problem. I don't know how many I need, but I'm hoping to sell thousands of copies. Is it possible? Is it possible? I'm asking you, is it possible? If I could say I need 2 copies tomorrow, you could give me 2 copies?
We don't really work that way. I tell you what, why don't you ask for a run of, say, 50, and then if you sell 40, you can say another run of 50, and I can make another run, and we can do that indefinitely.
But I'd have to pay all of them up front, right? I'd pay you for the binding, and then you make 50, and then you give me 50, and I pay you for 50, and then I have to try to sell 50, right? And if I can't sell 50, I'm stuck with the book, right?
Yes, that's the way publishing works, especially for small publishers and people who want to self-publish.
Yeah, but online, I can just say, people can go online, and they can buy one book at a time, and I just have to make it once, and then just put it up online, and people, can't you do that?
No, we don't do that. We're real life. We exist here in the real world.
That's the problem. I'm really not comfortable dealing with people. Is there some way I can kind of like get a pretend book, a virtual book, an online book, or something? Hello?
I like it when my problems deal primarily with paper, thread, wax, sewing, and time, and computers. Well, I'm glad I have small problems.